You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely a few scenes.
Good morning to you. Mike McNamara with you on a Wednesday. Hope you're having a good Wednesday morning. Big night in baseball last night. Yeah, in case you don't know, Yankees got off the mat after being down early 3-0 and came back and won. What would it be? Game 4. So now they're tied 2-2 with Houston. And, they'll play game 5 in the Bronx tonight. So, late this afternoon. So, 2 o'clock here Pacific time, 5 o'clock Eastern. And, it was, if you missed it, you missed some good, you missed, if you're a baseball fan, you missed some good stuff, man. I'm not gonna lie to you. The Astros got out early, and then the Yankees, led by young guys, they came back. And it was awesome, awesome. Especially, I'm a Yankee fan, so I'm sure if you're a Houston fan, you hated it, but I had no issues with it. And I'll tell you what, the Dodgers, who I've given a lot of people on this program a lot of grief about being Dodger fans, and saying that you know they're not going to do it. Well, Dodgers continue to play well, and they beat the Cubbies handily last night in Wrigley. So the Dodgers go up 3-0, and I would tell you that that series is over. The Cubs don't have the horses, especially in their bullpen, to come back. So with that said, always next year for you Cubby fans, and that series will conclude tonight. I just don't see the Cubs. They're not hitting. They're not pitching. They're not good enough. They've been hitting all year. And in the playoffs, you don't hit like you do in the regular season because the pitching's so much better. The problem with the Cubs is when their starters get knocked out, what comes in behind them is not so much. And those guys get knocked around a little bit. So, fun time of year. Again, if you're a baseball fan, a bunch of stuff in the news, not all of it good, relative to the Marine Corps. So we'll talk about that today. Phil Smith's going to join us. Phil Smith, he's a Mustang, retired colonel in the United States Marine Corps. He and I served together. And so in Quantico, and have been friends ever since. So he is living in his Yankee workshop, I believe in South Carolina right now. So he'll join us. We'll talk a little bit of leadership stuff. We'll talk a little bit about hazing. So we'll do that. And then at about 8:45 Pacific time, a captain by the name of Gil Barndollar. Now, I don't know Gil. Okay? I only know him because he listens to the program and he emails. And he's a smart guy. He wrote, and had an article published in the Gazette, and I saw it and I was like, holy smokes, Barndollar, what the hell? Yeah, Barndollar, that's his actual name. Okay. They entered it in a, what did you tell me? We submitted the article in, to the Gazette last August as part of the Kaiser family irregular warfare essay contest. So we'll talk to him partly because he listened to the program, partly because he was in the, And he's, I think he's on terminal leave, but he's got out of the Marine Corps. We'll find out what he's going to do and how the whole transition thing's going. I also wanted to mention a couple of basic questions, that I got, I've dealt with the last couple of weeks. One about transition, one about getting help. So at the top of the show, how about this? How about if I exercise some discipline, begin the program, and then I'll talk about those two questions. Then we'll do headlines. We'll do talk about what's in the news, and we'll get the show ripping. So, good morning on a Wednesday morning. As I said, a bunch of stuff in the news about the Marine Corps. Not all of it good. So we'll talk. We will talk about that. And then I keep getting emails about unplugging. Can't take it. Can't take it anymore. I'm out. Stuff like that. I found your discussion interesting about how we consume media and how the constant barrage of terrible stories makes our life worse and creates anxiety in our lives. I thought about it over the weekend. I've now uninstalled most of the news apps on my phone. I simply don't get it anymore. I did download the AP app that you discussed. I find it very sensible, very news-like. Who knew? Question mark. We'll see if this makes me less stressed. Again, you hear that from like all corners of our society, that this constant barrage of terrible information that comes at you 24 hours a day is not good for human beings. And how much different our parents' lives were when they got up. They might have read the morning paper, right? They had breakfast. They went to work. No cell phone. They dealt with the people, what was in front of them all day. Weren't bombarded all day. Came home, had a highball or two. Watch maybe, 30 minutes of national news and 30 minutes of local news, if they sat and watched the news that long, and had dinner with the family, and then moved on. So, much different life. When you left the house, you concentrated on that was in front of you, and your day wasn't intruded upon by headline flashes on your phone. And so, anyway, I just find it interesting, and especially if for those of us who've gone to different places on the planet, and I think are still very interested in those headlines. I don't know if staying plugged into that stuff is very good. So anyway, I throw that out there because I do continue to keep getting emails from people saying, "Hey, I listened and that made sense to me. That resonated with me." So anyway, so very good morning to you. The United States Marine Corps Band makes it official. Hua.
my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
You want to know why he said that? He said that because he thought the question was stupid. What keeps him awake at night? Stupid question. Currently, sunny and 52 in Quantico. Sunny and 59 at Camp Lejeune. Mostly sunny and 59 at Granbury, Texas. Mostly cloudy and 52 in Big Timber, Montana. Yeah, they were in the 30s last week. Mostly cloudy and 70 in 29 Palms. That's a good sign. It means it'll be a mild day in the desert. Sunny and 53 at Pendleton. Clouds cooling off. Only 80 degrees in Okinawa under dark skies. Sunny in Raqqa, and not just the weather sunny, the outlook is sunny. Yeah, they'll be having parades today with body armor on. Yeah, Raqqa's been officially liberated. How about that? The caliphate. No moss, baby. Yeah, you might want to be careful when you set the next one up. Currently, it is dark, clear, and 82 in Marja. Steady state operations. Weather doesn't change in Marja. At night, clear, dark, same temperature. It'll get cold, though. I've lived there. Yep, it'll get cold. No, Marja is like Al Anbar, and they're both incredibly like 29 Paul. Go figure. Mercifully, no humidity. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll check news headlines. On a Wednesday, on Hump Day. Yeah, if you're a baseball fan, hopefully you're living on the West Coast. Because here's why. Because the game comes on at 2. That means you're done working, right? After lunch, you come back from lunch, you work for an hour, the game goes on. Yeah, like I'm working now. And then you just got to strategize when you leave so you can get home in time to watch the Dodgers beat the Cubs and that thing. So, so that's what's going on today. If you're a baseball fan, that's how you got to strategize. Hopefully, like I said, you live on the West Coast. If you live on the East Coast, then the strategy becomes Yankees on at 5. That I can't get home at 6. Gonna have to make up some kind of kid practice at 4, get out of there at 4, and, you know, I gotta take my kid someplace. See you later. Get home, get everything set, game on. As for me, yeah, I have a daughter going to Europe. Yeah, going to Europe. So yeah, I'll be on the 4 or 5. Yeah, Mac, with all this great advice, do you think he's living it? Oh, no. Hey, Dad, what are you doing on Wednesday? I didn't want to say I'm watching the baseball game. Watching the Yankees? I didn't say that. I said nothing. Why? Can you take me to LAX? What time? I get off at 4. Huh? I get off at 4. No problem, princess. Whatever you need, right? Crushing. So, I'll be listening on the radio, enjoying the company of my oldest daughter as she heads off to Europe. So I'll give her some counterterrorism advice, make her nervous a little bit, which is not a bad thing. Not a bad thing. More of All Marine Radio. Nielsen sent me an email this morning, and I don't know where Nielsen's been. He's like vanished off the planet. So Bob Nielsen, he just vanished one day. I sent him an email about having some guy on. Cricket. So I got an email this morning. So I disciplined him to a little bit to a certain extent. What was that? That's the Kim Holmes thing. Oh, that's where that's coming from. All right, anyway, yeah, so Nielsen's been UA. So he's getting wire brushed today as soon as I track his dumb ass down. But anyway, Turner's hiring all Marine radio people. Awesome. So good stuff. So, again, if you know people that are looking for work, are looking for careers, okay, Turner is a global construction company. They are looking for leaders. They do operations. They do planning. They do logistics, all right? What does that sound a lot like? So if you have experience leading, particularly during contingencies, they are looking for you. They're global. That means they're in a lot of cities around the country. Some of them you might actually want to live in. And they're not offering you a job. They're not offering you a job. They're offering you a career. Turner Construction, check it out. Right after the explosion, you'll hear about them. Don't touch that dial. We'll check the news next.
Hello, all you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled machine anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOF community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit veteranscrisisline.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. Ready. All right, let me go over a few stories of Marine Corps time. CH-53X was started flying in Okinawa again. One had a fire on board last week, made an emergency landing in the vicinity of Camp Schwab outside the base. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So that protests at the gate, that a resolution passed by the Okinawan City Council, all that, all that goes with that. Just remember there, sports fans, this is your army, okay? Well, the only thing standing between you and North Korea is us. The speed bump known as the Japanese Self-Defense Force, not so much. All right, update a story. A Marine veteran who was temporarily detained by a U.S.-backed anti-ISIS militia, crossed the border into Iraq, according to his friends and family. Video was posted on Facebook of Kevin Howard getting into a boat bearing flags of the Kurdistan Regional Government. The friends of the vet said the video was given to him by the Syriac Military Council, or MFS. Kevin crossed into Iraq a few days ago. No one has heard from him since, said his brother, Sam. I know my brother is smart, tough, and resourceful. I have every confidence we'll hear from him soon. The story, you know, kind of got legs because evidently he and another veteran, Taylor Hudson, he's a veteran of the French Foreign Legion. Hello. They evidently attempted to go enter a United States Special Forces base, and they were turned away. They then went and, I guess, took up lodging with the local friendly U.S.-backed anti-ISIS group in the area, and then they've since, both of them have moved on. So anyway, we'll continue to update that story. Just it was odd when it hit the news that why would you send
American and two Americans away. You know, yoke them up, send a message, get a helicopter, take them somewhere, get their asses out of here. Colonel Kevin Scott was on a TAD to the U.S. Central Command in Tampa when he was picked up on October 14th for allegedly soliciting a prostitute. He's a logistician. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd told reporters Tuesday that Scott drove a leased car paid for by the U.S. government to a site where he allegedly offered a prostitute $80 for sex. He said he was retired and was no longer in the Marine Corps. That's not true. We had to call the government and say, hey, would you like to come get your leased car because your colonel is on the way to the county jail. You know, I don't have a lot to say about that specific incident, but just for all you older dudes out there that maybe you're divorced or whatever, and there's a whole bunch of apps that you can get for your phone that you might be able to meet a woman on, and you could, yeah, there's a whole bunch of apps that are for what younger people call hookups. You might want to investigate that, because prostitution, soliciting prostitutes while you're on active duty, allegedly, that's like, nah, it's not normally a smart thing to do, okay? I would certainly advise against it, okay? So, yeah, prostitutes, come on, man. Like, what is this, the Dark Ages? Really? I you know what, and this is just, I don't want to go off on the tangent, but do you really want to have sex with somebody who's not, doesn't really care if they have sex with you? Is that not part of the attraction? So you're having sex and what is she thinking about? Her grocery list? That's something you really want to be involved in, isn't it? Yeah, I've never really understood that, the whole, like, she doesn't really want to be there. Is that something you really want to do? Yeah, I mean, and hopefully she doesn't start whistling or something in the middle of it. Anyway, I don't understand it. Anyway, but whatever. It's been around for a while. What, the second oldest profession? Marine Lieutenant Colonel disputes he was relieved of command. The Marine Corps says he was relieved of command, but Lieutenant Colonel Braun Roeder insists he had already retired before his superiors told him he was fired. Roeder, R-O-E-D-E-R, said he submitted his retirement papers on September 23rd, and 4 days later his regimental commander informed him that he was being relieved as the commanding officer of Combat Logistics Battalion 23. Despite what Roeder has been told, he insists that he was never relieved of command because his retirement package was being processed at the time. Okay, let me get my secret decoder ring. You can put in your package, but what is your day occupation? Oh, I'm the commanding officer at CLB 23. Okay. So when the regimental commander comes down and says, you're relieved, and you say, oh, I was retiring anyway. I did retire, he told the Marine Corps Times yesterday. This article by Jeff's Shogel, who's been on the program before, and I screw his name up all the time. Quote, I submitted my paperwork, and I have all the emails and everything supporting that I elected to retire, and I was not relieved. I'm not quite sure if this is, you can't quit because we fired you. A spokesman for Marine Force Reserve, yeah, this is not a good day for officers. Like, what is going on? A spokesman for Marfor Rez said the commanding officer of CLB 23 was relieved of command did not specify him by name. Quote, the circumstances surrounding his relief are currently under investigation, but what I can tell you is that this officer was relieved for loss of trust and confidence, failing to uphold the standards we expect of our leader, Captain Andrew Cressman told the Marine Corps Times. Then it goes on. He assumed command, blah, 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 blah. Let's see. Roeder wanted to leave the job early because he is being overwhelmed with administrative tasks that took him away from his family and his civilian job, while his active duty superiors were in charge of running the battalion, he said. Quote, I felt that I was not able to actually be a battalion commander because any time I wanted to do something, which was within keeping a budget, safety, and all the little wickets that should be within my purview, something as simple as battalion conference. I felt that if it was not favorable to some of the active duty that I worked with or worked for, it didn't happen. His superiors were upset by his decision to retire halfway into his tenure as battalion commander, and they chewed my ass, Roeder said. So far, he's not been provided with a specific reason for his dismissal, but his regimental commander indicated he would receive a bad fitness report. This is awful. And you know what? It's going to get worse, too. Because I'm laughing because I just kind of read the next paragraph. Listen to this. He said he has not heard from the regimental commander. What are you logistics bozos doing, man? What in God's name are you clowns doing? He said he has not heard from his regimental commanders since being told he was being relieved, and he is still waiting to be reimbursed for travel expenses. Quote, I have personal belongings at the unit, including a brand new Keurig machine in my office. I swear to God, it's a quote. It's a quote in the article. He told me I cannot go back and get it, and I am not allowed to talk to anybody in the unit, that everybody in the unit is not allowed to talk to me, and that they're going to ship me my personal effects, which I am still waiting for. Can't make it up, man. Can't make it up. Holy smokes. All right. All you logisticians, I want you to listen to me, okay? You better get your shit together. Well, this is not what we're paying for. You give that man his Keurig and coffee machine back. Those things, I don't even drink coffee, but those things are expensive. And all you little coffee goofballs, they love them. Are you kidding me? They absolutely, positively love them. So, I mean, like, my commission, like, who gives a shit? But that coffee machine, God damn it, I would give me that coffee machine. Right? My commission, I don't really care. But that prostitute, here's $80. What in God's name is going on, man? And this is just what the Marine Corps lets us know about, too. Can you imagine? My whole thing about with Bill Clinton, sitting around with his buddies, right? Who's that guy, Vernon Jeffries? Is that his name? Bill Clinton's buddy? Anyway, could you imagine when he's sitting around with his boys? And they're like, wow, man, if they flipped out over Monica Lewinsky, could you imagine if they found out about XYZ? And then they're all chuckling like, whoa, they'd have blown a gasket over that one. Rawr. Same thing with the Marine Corps. You know, these stories, tip of the iceberg, man. Tip of the iceberg. The IG, the paint rolls down the walls on those places someday. After a operational pause, 53 Echoes are back in the air. Quote, this is from Lawrence D. Nicholson, 3MEF commander. Former CO of mine, personal friend of Mike McNamara. That's right, I know everybody. I would never allow an air crew to operate an aircraft that I thought was unsafe, Lieutenant General Nicholson, 3MEF commander, said in a news release. The CH-53 Echo is a reliable aircraft that has served this alliance successfully for many decades here in Okinawa and on mainland Japan. The pause, however, initially began on October 12th. Was extended for 6 days. Nicholson was satisfied that the CH-53 Echo were safe enough to resume flight operations after aviation experts were unable to find any maintenance issues or other problems, the news release said. Quote, this decision is not taken lightly and was only decided upon following consultation with First Marine Air Wing aviation professionals and subject matter experts from the U.S. Naval Safety Center who arrived in Okinawa from the continental United States to assist with the overall investigation. No one was injured when the lone CH-53 Echo made an emergency landing outside NTA on October 11th. Local first responders extinguished the fire, and the Air Force's 33rd Rescue Squadron evacuated the helicopter's crew. The 53 Echoes have the most serious readiness problems of all Marine aircraft. The Marine Corps is refurbishing all 146 Super Stallions, but the process is moving slow. There you have it. So, Larry Nicholson in the news. Love that. He was P1 as a colonel. Yeah, when we were in Fallujah in 2006. He asked me, he goes, Mac, you know I've been passed over, don't you? I said, I didn't know that. You got passed over? Why? Why are they passing you over? He said, Mac, I'm on the off-ramp. I said, okay. So you're on the off-ramp. What about this, though? Does this make a difference? I mean, Fallujah is kind of a big deal right now. He said, probably not. When you go P1, he said, the next two are almost automatic. I said, you never know, sir. Now he's a 3-star. I told him, I said, he'd enjoy the basic school. That's what he got offered to be the CEO of the basic school. Anyway. And now he's CG of 3MEF. I'll track him down and come on. He and I go way back. I first met him in 2004. Our history is I met Nicholson in 2004. He was in Europe. I want to say working for NATO or something. And he came to be the Division G3 for a period of time. And then he was going to take over RCT-1 when General Tulin left. So he comes for like a week visit in June. And he wasn't supposed to be there till September. So he shows up in June and he's G3. And I get told, hey, Mac, I'm Dunford butt boy, right? Dunford says, hey, Mac, make sure Larry's got... make sure Larry's got a place to stay. Make sure he's got a place to sit at the CG staff meeting and take care of everything he needs. I'm like, yes, sir. So I do my thing, right? And so I've got this baseball on my desk. So Nicholson walks up one day that he's there in June, and he grabs the baseball. He goes, Mac, you like baseball? I said, yeah, I love baseball. He said, where'd you get this? I said, I found it in one of the hooches. Really? No kidding. You found it here? I said, yeah, I found it here. I said, a little bit of a therapy device. So when you have a baseball in your hands, it makes you feel like you're home. He said, you know what? He said, it does feel good. Now he takes the baseball. Now we're in the division, CP in Ramadi, which was at a place called Camp Blue Diamond. And so because masonry is good when you're getting mortared and rocketed, it's in a big masonry building. I don't know. It wasn't a palace. I don't know. It looked like a convention center to me. You walked in. There was a big center room. You know, I don't know what they would do in there in the Arab culture. Maybe they'd have cotillions if they have such things. but anyway, we turned it with a whole bunch of plywood. We turned it into the Division CP. So anyway, it's got marble floors, right? And when the tiles would come loose, we'd always check underneath. WMD. Yep, not here either. Don Rumsfeld. So Nicholson takes the baseball, and he starts bouncing it on the marble floor. And I look like, what is he doing? Like, is he from outer space? So he did it about three times, and then he starts talking again. And I haven't said anything, and I'm kind of biting my lip. And then he starts doing it again. I'm like, what is this like? Like, this kind of aggression is going to stand in front of me now? I'm like, hell no. I'm like, hey, sir, do you play baseball? He said, nah, I was never much of a... I said, you know what? I can tell. And he said, what do you mean? I said, you don't bounce a leather baseball on a marble floor. I said, the only reason I'm telling you is, like, you want the rest of the Marines talking about you? Like you're some kind of, like, ass clown, sir? Come on. And he looks at me. He said, what? I said, sir, There's Marines here. They know you don't bounce a baseball on a marble floor. And they're going to, like, talk shit about you. He's like, he starts laughing. He said, look, Mac, I've been called a lot worse than ass clown in my life. I'm like, all right, it's up to you. But don't bounce a ball on the floor anymore. What's wrong with you? So, anyway, yeah, that was the beginning of our relationship. Off to a good start. Off to a good start. All right. Here's an email. Prostitution. Are you kidding me? TAD, government vehicle, prostitute. What part of that doesn't make sense to me? Holy shit. Mac, tell him there's an app called Tinder. Not sure what age he is, but there's normally something in there for everybody. Right? And remember, there's an old Lance Corporal motto that I will give you. If they don't meet your standards, lower them. Oh, God. That's hilarious. You know what? That's a fact, man. That's a fact. My Marines and 29 Palms were so funny. You know, and back in the day, before the war started and being in the military became cool, you know, you can get a girl to go out with you. You know, you can get a good-looking girl to go out with you if you had that, if you had that haircut. And so they used to, when they go out to bars and stuff, they used to call it, where are you guys headed tonight? We're going hogging tonight. We're going hogging tonight, sir. What? Yeah, sir, we're going out. Desert girls. Yeah, missing teeth, dirty feet. Big girls need love too, sir. Come on. They were hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. And that's when the first time I heard it. Hey, sir, remember, if they don't meet your standards, lower them. Man. Yeah, you know, hey, Colonel, somebody, when they have the Council of Senators, somebody needs to, like, hand that information out so they're not doing stupid shit like getting yoked up for trying to pick up a prostitute. Good God. In a govy. Nice. Quality event there. Actually, it's not a govy. It's government lease, though. Another bad move. Interesting stories. Number one headline in the early bird. Rock of Wind pulls U.S. deeper into Syria conflict. I thought the Rock of Wind was supposed to be a good thing. Why does that sound so ominous? As U.S.-backed forces take victory laps in the Islamic State self-proclaimed capital of Raqqa, the Pentagon is considering extending its presence deeper into Syria, a move that could bring U.S. troops into contact with pro-regime forces. Well, they better hope not, because I will tell you this. Insurgency stuff is hard, but for the United States military, when you get in your vehicles and you have uniforms on and you're in formations and stuff like that, we pray for that, okay? We absolutely, positively pray for that. That is like teeing it up at the driving range. So just hope, you know, for the Syrian forces that are in the region. But again, here's the phase that we're at. We're at the what next, what now phase. And phase four. Okay, we've ejected them. Now what? Now this is the phase that we suck at. This is a phase that we struggled, you know, since 2003 in Iraq, in the region. All right, the war is over. I played the audio from General Shinseki yesterday, right? Several hundred thousand troops. We went there with $135. That's what Don Rumsfeld gave us. $135. The war plan called for 300,000 troops. 338,000 troops, if I'm not mistaken. We went there with a little bit more than a third. and everything that was forecasted to happen in the war plan happened. Three factions began to get after each other. The nation started to come apart, blah, 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 blah. And was there a revolt by the Joint Chiefs? No. Oh, yeah, well, yeah, Mr. Rumsfeld, whatever he says. How about saying, hey, look, you can't deviate from the war plan that much and expect to have success. This is wrong. I quit. Poof. Yeah. Anyway, crisis at the flag level. I'm just I'm not happy to say it, but what are we, stupid? And under the whole guise of don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining? Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know a whole lot about the war plan when I was there. I've only learned about it since, and it irritates me. Federal employee union slams VA health reform, says dangerous for veterans. What does this sound like to you? Officials from the largest federal workers union, I'll say that again, the largest federal workers union slam veteran affairs officials' new health care reform plan as a totally dismantling of the department that would jeopardize veteran services. Okay, let me rewrite that for you. Officials at the largest federal workers union slammed the veterans affairs officials today because their jobs are going to be put at risk because somebody's finally calling out the bullshit work they've done for years at the Veterans Administration. Oh, shit! Not holding us accountable. Oh, shit, not trying to make it better. Yeah, I have this to say to the federal union that slammed the VA. Go to hell. You have had your way long enough. You protecting jobs and all the other bullshit you guys do, get out of here with that stuff. You're supposed to be providing health care. Yeah. Yeah, go away. Shut up. Go stand in the corner. Next headline, which is kind of pretty interesting. And this comes out of Defense News, not a tabloid headline. McCain says he is on the rocks with Mattis and McMaster. I had a better working relationship back and forth with Ash Carter than I do with an old friend of 20 years, McCain said, referring to Mattis. He added that he has endorsed both Mattis and McMaster, friends of mine for many years. As McCain has waged a public battle with cancer, his penchant for asserting the Senate's powers to check and balance the executive branch has only grown. On Tuesday, McCain implied national security officials have seen his committee as a rubber stamp, and he is using his seat's powerful levers to conduct oversight. Quote, I think they had this idea once Trump won that we are a unicameral government, and we don't have to do what we have to do. You know what? I don't know what to make of John McCain anymore, honestly. I don't know if he is an honest broker. I don't know if he's, but I will say this. Mattis, Dunford, McMaster, I don't know that they've changed the way they've done business. So the reason I brought up the article is that it broke squelch. I looked at it and I said, what's that about? Doesn't come from a tabloid. So put that in your file and keep it there. And then an update. I think, as expected, Curtis Forces abandoned long-held positions that they moved into in 2014 to Iraqi Army and Shiite fighters. The question's going to become, when the Iraqi Army and Shiite fighters try to move deeper into what Kurds have held for much, much longer periods of time, then what is going to happen? Right. A couple more headlines. I got an email. Mac, what do you think about the whole president calling people and all that? You know what? I don't even care to comment on that. It's kind of icky. And, you know, the president of the United States, I think we all need to dial up the squelch on him. You know, he's out there talking a lot of stuff, but, You know, he can drive you crazy after a while. And it's not that it doesn't take too long. Hey, shut up for a while, would you? You know, you're the president. You don't have to rebut everybody, okay? Does it have to be every day? So, yeah, my recommendation, crank up squelch on D. Trump. Another story. Secretary of Defense told Congress that he estimated that 19% of U.S. military properties around the world might be unneeded, and he is pressing lawmakers to allow him to take a closer look. How about that? 20% of DOD properties are not required, and he wants to be able to create a list, and they'll either vote it up or down, and that's because that's the way they do that stuff. And we've been talking about we've been following kind of the storyline that about the United States Navy and the situation they find themselves in as both in terms of budget, operational readiness, and what they have no replacement for two cruisers that are getting to the end of supposedly their service life. Influential head of the House Armed Service Committee's Sea Power and Projection Forces is calling for the Navy to enter its oldest 11 cruisers into the SLEP program rather than retire them at the end of their 35-year whole life in the coming years. Defense News recently reported the Navy was planning to decommission the oldest 11 cruisers starting in 2020 at the rate of two per year. The newest 11 cruisers are currently being rotated through a layup and modernization program that will keep them in the fleet until the 2030s. Instead of discussing the decommissioning of cruisers, we need to spend more time discussing the maintenance and modernization and service life extension of all 22 cruisers, said Virginia Republican Bob Whitman of the Senate of the House Armed Service Committee Sea Power and Projection Forces. Whitman, who along with Mississippi Senate, Republican Senator Roger Wicker, isn't that where the Ingalls Yard is in Mississippi? Is spearheading the effort for Congress to grow this fleet to 355 ships, said modernizing and refitting the oldest cruisers will help the Navy get to that number. Yeah, you know what? The Navy doesn't have enough ass to do its job. I will tell you that straight up. So, obviously, this is, if we're headed that direction, and we certainly need to be, this certainly should be part of it. When you do the math on what's supposed to retire, they can't allow that to retire, and that needs to get taken care of. All right, let me read you a couple emails on McCain. Here's one. I've always looked up to John McCain because of his service in Vietnam, but some of the stuff he does these days, I wind up scratching my head about. He gives an impassioned speech after learning he's been diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer on the floor of the Senate, and it was truly inspiring. But then he plays political games that I don't understand. I don't know all the inside baseball. I wish I did because it would help me judge him. Instead, I just have a question mark next to his name. I'm not really sure about John McCain, and I've respected him for years. Mac, you said something last week that I found interesting. These things that you talk about, the nation being escorted there by the flag and general officers of the United States military, have been rubber stamped by John McCain. He has gone every one of those places with those flag officers. Maybe he, in fact, is also part of the problem. Maybe it's time for him to go away. As I said, when you made that comment, it certainly made sense. The United States Navy is truly on its ass. The few ships, the minimum manning concept, I don't understand a whole lot of it. And even the story last week about the United States Military Academy and that professor's letter, an organization without standards, a military with degrading standards, and wants to be more of a social project than an operationally ready force. Senator McCain has allowed that to happen. Again, I think he served the nation. I think he's been a credit to his family. I do think it's time for him to retire. Enjoy the program. P.S. I do believe it's called Tinder. Somebody send out a memo to all the colonels in the Marine Corps that are single or divorced. Prostitution ought to be a thing of the past. Like, what the hell, man? Here's another one to tell McCain. McCain, he needs to go away. He has appointed himself as the anti-Trump. Nobody cares. Trump needs to STFU about casualties. Oh, shut the fuck up about casualties. He just sounds like an ass bag. Don't take the bait. You know what? I agree. You know, it's something that we don't, it's something that is too sacred for us to even, like, phone calls. Okay, we don't even want to discuss it. Either do it or don't do it. But I don't want to hear your bullshit in the media about why you do or what somebody else didn't do. Okay? They're not KIAs to us, right? They're real human beings to us who had real dreams, who really didn't want to wind up in that aluminum box with a flag over it, who didn't believe it was going to be them. Maybe somebody else, but not me. So I've seen this event going on, and it turns my stomach, to be honest with you. All right, we're going to take a break. That is news. I'll tell you, there's a bunch of, as I said, there's a whole bunch of stuff. And again, not all of it new. The relief of the logistics battalion commander is, I don't want to say it's comical because it certainly, but you know, he talks about his coffee machine in his office. Come on, man. One would like to think that, you know, this has been devastating for me. I didn't read that in the article. You know, this was my dream to have this job, but I didn't read that in the article. I read that he wants to get his coffee machine. Good God. All right. I hope he gets his coffee machine back. That's important. Anyway, and I hope the federal government got the rental car back to the place after the colonel got arrested on charges of soliciting a prostitute. So everything gets tied up, and we can lay it all to rest. More of All Marine Radio coming up next. Bill Smith's going to join me. We're gonna get his thoughts on hazing. Much discussed after Major General Eric Smith wrote a letter to commanders, and 15 Marines have been put out of the Marine Corps as a result of hazing. Why does it exist? My basic questions are, how do you take that down? How do you take that number down? That's my basic question. Who do you put pressure on? How do you take that number down so that it happens rarely in the Marine Corps? We'll talk about that next. Don't touch your dial. Welcome to All Marine Radio on a Wednesday. Don't forget, Yankees and Astros, big game. Tanaka and what's that guy's name? Kuchel, whatever his name is, with the big crazy beard. Yeah, that's a huge trend in baseball now. I'm not sure like where the crazy beard train came from, but come on, man, that looks ridiculous. Unless you're really good, then it looks okay. But more of All Marine Radio coming up next. Phil Smith, Colonel, United States Marine Corps, retired, joins us next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.